From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Democrats in the U.S. Senate warned on Wednesday that Russian operations to undermine democracy extend far beyond U.S. elections, and they said President Trump had failed to confront the threat. Ben Cardin is the top Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
The current president of the United States still barely acknowledges the threat posed by Mr. Putin's repeated attacks on democratic governments and institutions, let alone exercises the kind of leadership history has shown.
Cardin released a report prepared by the committee's Democratic staff members that accused Russia of mounting a protracted assault on democracy at home and abroad, and urged a multi-pronged counter-strategy that begins with American presidential leadership. The White House said Wednesday it is, quote, outrageous that an American federal judge ordered President Trump to keep in place a program that protects against the deportation of hundreds of thousands of immigrants who entered the country illegally when they were children. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said an issue of this magnitude must go through the normal legislative process. She said Trump is committed to the rule of law and will work with members of both parties to reach a permanent solution that corrects the unconstitutional actions that she said were taken by Trump's predecessor, President Barack Obama, in creating the program to protect as many as 800,000 young immigrants from being deported. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. A committee of South African lawmakers